That's the sound of an organ more than 100 years old that's been brought back to life.
The first German Lutheran church in Manitowoc recently held a special service to celebrate their refurbished pipe organ. The instrument was first installed in 1919. Work to fix the organ started in 2022.
What's the story behind this historic instrument and what it means to this congregation? Jacob Huff is pastor at First German Lutheran Church in Manitowoc, and Joel Ungemach is an organist and the chairman of the church's committee in charge of restoring that pipe organ. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
And Pastor Huff, thanks for being with us.
It's a privilege to spend a little time with you today.
Pastor Huff, can you start by telling us a little bit about the story of what I guess is probably the oldest member of your congregation, this pipe organ installed back in 1919? Give us a little of that history.
Yeah, our church, it's 170 years old. The building, we just celebrated its 150th birthday last year in 2023. And the organ was added 105 years ago. So for 105 years, the organ has been filling our church with music and helping the congregation sing praises to God.
Joel, a presentation from your church called this instrument a historic example of early 20th century American organ building. What makes this pipe organ special?
Well, first of all, the beauty of the organ, the way the builders crafted the woodwork, the exposed pipes, it's just beautiful to look at, first of all. And then secondly, the sound of the organ is a classic pipe organ sound. And when we redid it, we wanted to make sure that anything that we added to it or took away from it sustain the historical value of the sound as well as match the sound that was there.
Pastor Huff, why was restoring this instrument important to members of your congregation?
Many of the members of our congregation have been worshiping here for generations. Their families have. They've grown up here. They were baptized here, confirmed here. For Sunday after Sunday, they've come here and found a place for community and a place for hope and everything that God offers us in Jesus. And so having an instrument that can support that, the sound of the instrument that was a part of their childhood, a part of their adolescent years, a sound of an instrument that was with them when they were at the funeral of a loved one. It was an instrument that helped them find hope and peace and comfort. And so when it was starting to fall into disrepair, the opportunity to rebuild it and have that for generations to come in the future was something they didn't want to pass up.
Joel, I'm fascinated by pipe organs because with a piano, right, it's all in that box. Everything you see is right there. The pipe organ, though, the keyboard itself, that's just one component. That's the controller for this really huge instrument. Can you just describe how big the organ is and how it takes up space in the church?
Well, we have a sizable balcony where the organ sits. So the fact that it sits up against the back of the church itself and into the bell tower area doesn't really hamper us from gathering as a congregation. And one of the beautiful things about the organ is that it can be used softly to present a soft, quiet message at Christmas time, and it can fill the church with sound, all with one person playing as we celebrate the resurrection at Easter. So the beauty of a pipe organ itself is to be able to speak the many different moods of a Christian congregation worshiping.
Pastor Huff, I've never really thought about this, but while you're making your way through a church service and the different parts, how much do you feel that organ setting the mood, setting the stage for the congregation?
Organ is such a unique instrument. We have a piano too. We use that in worship sometimes. We'll use guitar and violin and different instruments. An organ, it can quietly set the mood, like Joel had mentioned. It also, like, you can feel it in the space. Like when the organist really opens it up and lets the volume ring out and it's a loud song of praise and the congregation is singing, you can actually feel it like vibrating in your body and rattling you to the bones as hundreds of people sometimes gather together singing praises. It's a really, really fascinating and fun thing to experience.
Joel, what's it like to play an instrument with that much range and that much power?
Early on in my organ playing, it was nerve-wracking, I'll be honest with you, to be able to play for a sizable congregation and lead them in song. But as I've grown in experience, which means that I'm getting older, it's been a pleasure to be able to do that. And it's just a really enriching opportunity to lead the congregation in song.
We're talking about a historic restoration of a 105-year-old pipe organ with Pastor Jacob Huff and Joel Ungemach. They are with the First German Lutheran Church in Manitowoc. You mentioned, Pastor Huff, the refurbishment of the organ. That was part of your celebration of the 150th anniversary of the construction of your church. What is it like for you to be the current steward of an institution with such a deep history?
Steward is a good word for it, right? This church has been here long before I came, and God willing, it'll be here long after I leave. But the same building has been gathering around the same message for 150 years in the same place. That it's just really, it's a humbling thing. I've always appreciated history and being able to step into a pulpit. We have a raised pulpit that's like 14 feet in the air. And to preach a sermon where pastors who served generations before me did the same thing. It's a humbling thing to realize that I get to step into that place and not share something new, but something that has been bringing hope to generations of people, just for today's people. It's been a real joy and a privilege to be a part of a small part of a big history.
And on similar lines, Joel, your hands are not the first to run that keyboard. Your feet aren't the first to control those pedals. How much do you feel the history of that instrument as you play?
It's something that I've embraced in my 20-some years here in Manitowoc. I've happened to know some of the different organists that have played here over the years, and it's a deep, rich history, and it's just an honor to be able to lead this congregation in song. They are very good singing congregation, by the way.
Pastor Huff, this is mainly, of course, for the congregation. Are there or will there be public performances where people can check out the organ's new look and restored sound?
Yeah, any given weekend, we have a regular Thursday service at 4:30 in the afternoon and Sunday morning at 9 in the morning. It's on our YouTube, church's YouTube page, First German Lutheran in Manitowoc. You can search it. We had a recital a couple of weekends ago when we had the special dedication. We had a guest organist come and give an organ recital. And we are currently planning still some events throughout the year to show off the organ as we bring it into its new range, new mode, new season of existence.
Pastor Huff, I imagine as you were training to follow your calling as a pastor, you've probably now learned way more about the technical points of organ design than you probably anticipated, I'm guessing.
That's absolutely true. I grew up in a church that had a pipe organ, but it was just that thing that made sound in the back of church. And having been a part of this process, just understanding how big it is and how intricate it is and how just, a handful of dust can throw some pipes out of whack and make them stop playing and how the leathers that are part of each pipe that allow it to speak when it's supposed to speak, how they can dry up and crack and all the things that can happen in a pipe organ and everything that makes it make the sound that it does.
And Joel, I play a saxophone that's about 80 years old. When I get a tune-up, I can definitely tell the difference. I can see the improvement. As the guy who plays the organ, do you have a sense that, like, yes, you feel and hear that change?
Oh, definitely. This has been such a big change for us. It handles differently than it did before the restoration. Probably the biggest thing that we've noticed as organists is that we're not having to compensate for all the little things that were going wrong and some very big things that were going wrong over the last few years. So it's been such a blessing for us to have this instrument back in a very high performing level.
We'll leave it there. Joel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
And Pastor Huff, thanks a lot for being with us.
It's a privilege. Thanks for having us.
Jacob Huff is pastor at First German Lutheran Church in Manitowoc, and Joel Ungemach is an organist and the chairman of the church's committee to restore their historic pipe organ.
And you can head over to WPR.org to see a picture of the 105-year-old pipe organ, and you can listen to the organ's dedication service that was held earlier this month.
Hey, if you are someone who restores and repairs instruments, or you've taken your instrument to a repair shop for an overhaul, love to hear your story. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Maybe you send a picture of an instrument that you play or that you've worked on.